Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Last to fast. Defying odds makers, Mac Pash McKenzie Skyblade finds himself atop the racing results thanks in no small part to some help from Sarn Turbo, his newly minted bestie for the resty. Ipso facto, favorite Amy Flutterpoon comes in less than first, second place, much to the delight of ally crime lord goddamn fish Ilo Vanden. Fulfilling his end of the bargain, Ilo Vanden has provided the crew with a breadcrumb on their hunt for Butt Radar. It seems the Butt Radar has taken a lover, a figure who goes by the name Mikhail Torval. However, the affair appears to be one-sided as it is revealed that the pirate queen intends to kill him. Feels like months have transpired, but it's been but a night, and what a night!
What a night!
So I think basically the you guys remember the race. You won the race. I don't know. The recap said it all.
But I think I gave money to Flutterplume to lose a race.
You gave her money after you won to save her family.
To save her family from slavery. Right.
Yes.
Did I question? I hear that?
I love how Bridget, is telling us what happened.
Right.
It was a touching moment.
It's unclear. It's unclear how much you heard that going on. What do you think? I mean, you were elated about winning the race, and you were talking to
Eno.
Right. Yes, you were talking to Eno. So I don't know. It wasn't entirely clear. What do you think?
That's the question, because do I come back acting like, hey, what are you going to do with your money?
Well, here's my pitch for where we start today, and this is not set in stone, so I'm ears for suggestions. What would your characters have done after this race, do you think? I have a guess. that's kind of what you do every time you make one small success.
I mean, in life and in the game.
Okay. I think.
You I don't guys, mean it.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt. Did you start, Craig?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear.
Yeah, I didn't hear him either. But he's down.
Oh, he's been in there for a while.
Yeah, I saw him in there. I didn't know if he was recording. Sorry. Continue.
Oh, okay.
But thank you, because that would have been terrible if Craig was not recording. Yeah, it's a starting recording.
God damn
at 8:06.
Okay. Anyway.
So, I assume you guys went out. You got your sort of sentimental stuff taken care of. You both had sentimental reveals. If you remember, Boo, you talked to Eno. He was excited that you had won a race. You look like you're in rare old form. Eno was a man from your past, your family's past, and he was the guy that kind of got you into racing. And he informed you that Carnage, what's his first name? Crash?
Chase Carnage. Or yeah,
Chase? Chase Carnage.
I think it's, yeah.
A launchpad McQuack-like figure from your past happens to still be alive. And he
Did
gives
you look
you,
him up?
Yes. And and Sarn, you had an emotional connection with the person that you bought, basically gave him money for the freedom for their family.
With Flutterplume.
So it wasn't your family. It was her family.
It was her family, yeah.
Yeah, you made some winnings on the race from, you know, your various bets, and you gifted that to Flutterplume because you knew that she had a family that is in slavery.
Right.
And it turns out you had a heart all along.
So you had some very emotional things happen, 1, 2, 3, just like in a mix for both of you. And afterwards, you both had yet another emotional moment when you sort of became, you know, closer friends. I remember, I think, Sarn, you threw your arm around Mac, and you guys were just sort of happy that you pulled it off. And so I think what happens after that is you try to drown out all of those emotions by drinking various whiskeys from various Outer Rim planets. And who knows what else you put directly into your eyeballs. And then...
that's a good question.
Right. And what I imagine happens is you guys wake up on the Kahuna Wave. And...
Oh, wow, there it is!
It's
so much fun when I don't have to do the work.
It's morning, and... Yeah, so much fun, yes. And, Mac, you wake up on top of the Kahuna Wave. And Sarn, you're sleeping, like, with your body on the floor and your neck against the wall, cricked in a terrible position, in basically the spaceship foyer.
Is that the medical bay? I don't know.
Foyer is French for boarding ramp, but inside.
Hey, unpause the game.
So you can move.
Yeah. I agree. Right here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but I believe, but you're on the inside. I it's unclear to me. That would be in the inside. It just kind of comes down if you're landed. And I'll move Mac too.
But I've got like.
Oops.
On my stomach.
Oh, he's out. You're kind of breaking in and out. All I heard was my stomach.
Okay. Right. So, like, I passed out, but, like, I got, like, a pistol on my stomach.
Oh, no.
Pointing towards the door.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
Why?
Oh, it just suggests that something was chasing you, but I'm eager to find out.
I don't know.
All right.
Sarn does not know.
It could have been Mac chasing him.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Emotions were high.
And, you know, as the sun starts to open up into the spacecraft and sort of light you up, I guess probably Mac is experiencing a lot of sunlight right now.
It's horrendous. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. Like, what is going on?
And you slowly wake up. Sarn, you're hearing a knocking at the door, and it wakes you up, and it is just piercing your head.
All right, well, then, like, I fire the gun instinctively.
Okay.
It's set on stun.
You didn't even know there was a stun setting. That is canonical.
Yeah, but I do now.
I think that requires a light side point.
Oh yeah, we should roll.
We got to roll for light side.
Let me set this to set these to zero, and then I'll send you the rolls.
Last thing, Tiger flipped the light side.
Okay. How do I send these to you?
Camera unavailable.
I just got something that says click here to roll for the Destiny pool. Is that it?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Oh, I got a dark side point.
Oh, I did too. How did I do that?
Brazil got one too.
Oh, no, I thought that was the light side.
Oh.
Dark side points are dark.
Wait. Oh, you know what? It makes sense when you say it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. 4-2, buddy.
Okay. You hear a knocking at the door. It's a feeble knock. But it's insistent.
Well, then I
mean, you shot at the door and it stopped for like a second or two, but then it kept going.
Well, they're brave.
Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
Sarn drunkenly walks over and just like hits the button to open the door.
The door, it opens up. It slowly lowers you. You're still on the ramp, so you're on the ramp as it's going down.
I still have the pistol in my right.
You have the pistol in your right hand, ready for anything. And you come down. There's a fog, and standing on the other side of the ramp is this this strange creature. Not sure if you've seen one before. But they're standing there, and they have a clipboard in their hand, and they're kind of looking at you. It's a Lasat. Bobenz, this is you. To set you up right now, you've taken on this job on, where are you guys at? Ord Mantell. You're in Worldport. I don't know if you've been here for very long, but this is sort of an odd job. You take odd jobs on from time to time, and I don't know exactly why, but I'm sure you know. But you've been tasked with working at the port. You're working at the port, and they've told you that there's this ship that's been there for an extended amount of time on a diplomat visa or a diplomat berth. It's very unusual for a diplomat ship to be staying in here for this long, and they've asked you to investigate, basically.
All right. She kind of looks around.
What the fuck do you want?
Is this your ship?
It's a ship I'm on.
Oh, that's real clever. Look, here are my credentials, and she hands a little piece of paper over. It says, I'm Bobenz. Port Authority.
I smack him out of her hands.
Oh my god. Sarn,
welcome to Sarn.
Look, I got some questions. This ship, this is registered to is it registered to Mac?
It was a diplomat, and if I remember right, I don't know if he authorized under a name, but the quickly looking into the notes before this started, that he luckily, I think through a triumph, guessed the code that cleared him as the mayor of this town.
so the mayor of Ord Mantell.
I swear to God, I think I guessed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I swear to God, I think that's what I guessed.
Hey, that's the code to my suitcase.
Well, turns out the mayor can make you a mayor. Turns out, learning to count can make you mayor someday.
this is the mayor of Ord Mantell. Is that what I'm getting here?
Yeah, he's on the ship. What?
She takes a step back and she goes, "Can she?" I'm assuming she can see Mac on top of the ship.
Yeah, you take a couple steps back. You see him laying on the side of the ship. One arm and half a leg is hanging off the side of the ship. He's not looking like he's having a good day.
Am I on like the windshield?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. The next best thing to sleeping in the cockpit is sleeping on the cockpit, and that's probably.
I'm just asking because I'm pretty sure that's not the first time I've fallen asleep here, and it probably won't be the last. It's not like I just wake up here. God, hopefully we're not in space next time.
She kind of looks at me. Are you the mayor of Ord Mantell?
I'm the mayor of Buzzville. Hey, you talk to me.
All right, well, this spot is registered under a diplomat license, the Lord of Mayor Mantell, and I have I have the actual mayor of Ward Mantrell who wants to park here. So, you know, it's kind of a odd situation.
That's Sarge, the mayor. Sarge.
So I start ringing you on the communicator. Son. I got it.
Yes.
I forgot. I've got a communicator in this game.
Yeah, right?
It's not just two people.
It's been so long.
Sarge, who is it?
I don't know. It's some kind of security. The real mayor is here.
Are they here for the rent?
Are they here for the...
No, give them the old reach around.
They're here to park where we are.
Ask them how much.
How much what?
How much they're willing to pay to get their spot back.
Are you having a stroke?
And I set my communicator down and said, are you sure the real mayor's coming down? Because I'm pretty sure that's the mayor.
Is that a deception? That's going to be a deception check. So this will be opposed to... What is opposed to deception?
A general intelligence check.
No, that is not it.
Maybe perception?
Perception, no, yeah.
I think it's discipline.
Okay, yeah, I can see discipline.
So roll discipline.
So I got to roll
my
deception against her discipline?
Right. So basically her ability in discipline will be what your roll is. So her discipline is actually one green. So on your side, it would be one purple.
I rolled deception against... Oh, wait. I've already got two purple.
Yeah. You can just take that down, right?
Oh, should I, wait, take it down?
Yeah. So, Sarn... Yeah, your roll... Let me just pull it up so I can see. Yeah. So, take difficulty down to one difficulty. And you have two ability, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's discipline.
Oh, I failed. But I got an advantage.
All right. So it's one advantage. But so she doesn't believe you. What might your advantage be then?
I'm like, well, come on to the ship. You can talk to the actual mayor.
But she doesn't believe that it's the actual mayor. Maybe you're still playing on that charade, and
that's what I was trying to do. If you come onto the Kahuna Wave, you can talk to the actual mayor here instead of whoever's up there, because they're a bunch of liars.
So you're saying the guy on the roof isn't the mayor?
No. The guy on the roof is the mayor.
Huh.
The ones that are in space trying to get this spot are liars.
The one with the car that says mayor of what is this place called? Ordell?
Ord Mantell.
Ord
Mantell.
I can paint that on the side of my ship too.
All right. So
she comes on board, but she does not believe in you.
Exactly. And she comes, she kind of comes to walk in into, let's say into like your little kitchen, or not kitchen, you're like a little lounge area. Mac, I think you're probably starting to wake up. And you're going to mosey on in there too.
Yeah, I'm kind of staggered my way through one of the
sunroof. You jumped through the sunroof. You slipped through the sunroof.
Is the sunroof in the cockpit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right above the cockpit, right. You know, to cool down your bald head.
All right, so I jump and I fall right into my seat, but I don't fall gracefully. I'm like half in it, like half out of it.
You want to roll for that too?
I don't know what I'd roll for.
Acrobatics,
deception,
acrobatics, yeah,
athletics. No, not deception.
Couldn't it be? Come on.
No, you don't have to.
I'm not doing anything. But yeah, it's an accident. I fell there. Also,
who are you deceiving? Gravity?
My friends. Myself.
No one's there.
All right. So, Mac, yeah, you fall into your chair, get back up, rub your hair down, and then walk towards the center here.
I want to meet him in the hallway.
Oh, okay. So you hear him crash down from the sunroof, and you're like, oh shit, I've heard that before.
Guys, I am very drunk. I had a... Son, you're never going to believe it. I dreamt I was a pirate. I wore a coat that was red. Not a buster, but a coat.
So as he's telling me that, I kind of like slap him in the face to wake him up. Wake up.
Oh, my God.
You're... the diplomat. You're the mayor.
I'm awake. I'm a diplomat.
You're the mayor.
Matt.
Go convince
Saint Mayor. Mayor Saint Mac.
Keep going until you get it right.
Mayor's.
No, mayors don't have their name. Their title mayor. In their name.
I'm going out. I'm Mayor Macklin.
Oh.
Hello. And I walk out. Where's the... Who am I looking at again?
You're looking at a very tall sap.
Whoa. You're huge. You're like a Wookiee.
We got a Wookiee.
Yeah, you don't want to meet him, though. He's frozen.
He's our hat rack.
Unsuspiciously.
He is ice cold. He's a piece of art now. We call him Ghost.
Is he on the ship? Where is he?
Yeah, he's right above the chess table thing.
That's he's got Ghost. He has a little frozen icon next to him too. A little snow icon.
Yeah, just know, Bridget, if we get tired of your character, we're just going to integrate you into the ship.
Yeah, it's happened twice to previous players.
So watch your ass.
Here, Toriyama. That's messed up, man.
Well, when you say it that way, it does sound messed up. But they took
our
ex's
head. If we don't
like
you, your body, our ship will consume you. You're the mayor of Ord Mantrell, is that it?
Yeah.
And this is the diplomat parking spot?
Yeah. Yep.
And your office didn't send us a notice about 25 minutes ago that you were planning on parking here in about an hour?
In an hour? No, I was sleeping. My secretary takes care of that stuff. Moving a car?
What?
I don't think we know anything about moving no car. Listen, I will mosey on over the cockpit, and I'll take care of this whole issue. Get on the horn, and I turn around.
I grab Mac and be like, "You're supposed to be the mayor."
I know.
Don't just give that spot up. You're supposed to be the mayor.
Why do we need this spot? Don't you think we've been parked here long enough? I think I'm going to take off. Let them have their stupid spot.
All right. Well, then I'll walk by and try to distract Laser Cannon Turret.
That's my name.
Oh, Bobins.
Can so Bobins look around the ship and because she's a mechanic, so can she understand? She knows what kind of ship this is, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. You You look at
it's
it.
It's a YT300.
Yeah,
it's a what?
It's a YT300.
It's what the Millennium Falcon is. I got scolded for not knowing that by.
Is it really YT300?
I don't think it's 300. I actually think it's a different number, but you're pretty close. I thought it was 1200, but maybe it's 1300 or something like
YT
that.
YT1300? Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think I have a character sheet for the ship.
It's YT1300.
1300?
1300.
The advanced model. She's like looking around, and I'm assuming since this is like a general bachelor pad that it's kind of a mess and kind of beat up, right?
No, it's clean.
It's very clean. Let me put it this way. It's clean. It's surprisingly clean for the individuals you just met.
and then the narrator comes in and says, "It was not clean."
Yeah, there's a lot of loose underwear everywhere.
Yes, there's a lot of loose underwear. It's ungendered. Some of it is ungendered. Some of it is very gendered, and
some of it's hanging off of Ghost's fingers.
You can tell that it's been a little while since the ship has flown, which I guess is not a surprise to you. You can also tell that actually roll a. Let's see, what do you have here? Some kind of knowledge check, but I'm trying to look at something you have a higher role for. I think it could be streetwise or perception. You have the same in streetwise and perception if you want to roll that.
All right, I'll do perception.
Okay. You want to do like underworld?
Underworld would fit. Well, I think but her underworld is lower.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want.
Okay, I've never done this before. There's a bunch of numbers and a bunch of letters.
Let's see. I need to look at it. General skills, and what did we say? I already forgot. Oh, perception.
So perception. It says 3 ability, 2 difficulty. Do I just roll?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
All right. So you rolled, some things canceled out, and the outcome is you're successful by 2. Okay. So I will tell you I was successful. You are looking around, and you notice it's not very orderly. It does look like, the ship has been run by... yeah, kind of like a bachelor pad, but people who have been around a little bit and make it work. It's also fairly clear that they're understaffed. And you notice like one or two repairs that have taken place that makes it seem like they kind of knew what they were doing. And except they were trying to make the repair while someone, kind of like a game of telephone with... someone telling them how to repair it, them trying to repair it, and not doing it very well.
Yes.
Because there were a couple of translation layers.
RX is supposed to help with. Yeah, RX typically has to tell us what to do now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to describe. Is that, someone is telling them how to fix it over the telephone, basically. And they're trying to fix it being told over the telephone, mostly because RX doesn't have a body anymore, although I'm not sure why he doesn't have a body, but he's now mounted into the ship.
his body got blown up, but we grabbed it in one of our battles.
Okay.
So majestic.
Really?
And then we just plugged his head into the ship, I think is what it was.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you could tell that these repairs are being made secondhand by someone who's basically being told how to do it over the telephone.
Yeah. So Bo Benz looks around and she's like, not quite disgusted, but you can kind of tell she's just like, oof. Got a nice ship here. shame how you've been treating it, especially since you're the mayor and all. And she kind of kicks like an empty can over.
What you say? I'm down in the cockpit messing around.
Yeah, well, as we're passing, like for Mac to go to the cockpit and say, take off as soon as you can.
Yeah, I sit down and I start and I hit the start button. We're getting out of here.
No.
Take off.
All right. You hear the engine start, like, firing up.
What?
I fall over onto...
I'm moving the ship! Son, thank God you got rid of her.
Start flying. I fall over onto Bobins.
Hey, that was a close one. God,
get off of me! Kind
I
of
fall over. I fall over again.
She kind of tosses you and like kind of crawls up to the comes up to the cockpit. And she can, I'm assuming, can see you like taking off, and the ship is lifting. Yes. Right?
Yeah, the ship is slowly. You guys are airborne, and you're now hovering. You know, you take off fairly quickly up into space, into a cruise position. Yeah, just like
that. Back, go.
I punch it.
All right. I just got
this job.
You punch it, and I guess now you're in orbit?
Yeah, trying to get out of orbit.
You just had to move to another parking spot. You didn't have to go here. Are you aware you're in orbit now?
Son, yeah. Is that you?
Yes.
I'm right behind you.
Who is this?
We're in orbit.
I'm finding another parking spot. Wait.
In space?
Son, it was a thing that kind of looks like a Wookiee, but with hands and feet in here.
What?
Is that species? Is that racist? I hope it is.
Yeah, it's very specious. I'm not a Wookiee. If I was a Wookiee, I'd rip your arms off.
That is racist.
That is specious. Wookiees rip
arms off. All right. Ghost never ripped anybody's arms off. He was a true blue guy.
Yeah, well, now he is blue. He's frozen blue.
Yeah. As you say that, you guys are hearing the comm beep.
Is it beeping?
Well, I mean, I assume the driver of the ship can answer that.
I mean, it's ringing both of your comms. It interrupted the conversation, and you're all kind of looking at each other, and like, and you realize it's ringing both of your comms, and it's really awkward. You're all looking at each other.
Who is this?
Hello? Who is this?
Hello. This is...
Yes. Who is this?
This is Ven...
Sarn, is that you?
No.
Yeah, that's me, Sarn. Oh. That's me, Sarn Turbo.
What? For 5 minutes.
This is
what?
This is
you
Venlana.
Be quiet over there. What? Who is this?
This is Venlana. And
wait, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Wow. I was worried there for a second. I wouldn't sound familiar, but thankfully, you did barely recognize me.
I don't know about barely, but yeah, no, that is familiar.
All right, yeah, well, I'm calling to ask about, you know, your butt radar search.
It's still ongoing.
Well, could you ongo it more with a little bit of urgency?
Why?
Because I want her dead? I mean, we've been over this at some point.
Yeah. No, you don't just kill the butt radar.
Are you any closer? I saw you on the... Oh, okay, yeah.
Can Bo Benz take the like calm and just completely ignore that, going, please help, I've been taken hostage. I work for the Port Authority.
Who are you?
My name is Bo Benz. I work for the Port Authority on Ord Mantell. Please, can you let them know I've been kidnapped?
How'd you get this number?
He is not... I'm sorry. That's just...
Are you taking prisoners now? Are you taking a side quest?
Oh, no. It's a new intern. It's an intern.
I thought I was your primary quest.
Who's... You are my primary quest. Of course. You're not...
Whose transceiver did you take?
I'm assuming she took Max.
Because he's smaller. Yeah, but
Max is in the cockpit.
Yeah, she came up to the cockpit and was yelling at Mac.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It would be a wrestle to get away from Starn.
These
things are like speakerphones. I mean, you know.
Listen, Bo Benz has made a quick calculation, and she's figured out who she can easily overpower, and it is definitely the drunken one. Well, the drunken human. And I think she just, like, grabbed your hands while she was yelling into it. Like, I don't even think she wrestled it away from you.
Yeah, he had to drive, so who knows where his communicator his hands was. Are.
Yeah, his mind was on driving and flying. He loves to fly. I saw you on the Hollow win some race. I feel like that's probably related.
That was pretty awesome, right?
I didn't see you. Oh wait, yes I did. I saw you get arrested. I saw you get arrested the day before.
Yeah, but now that I'm was not confusing. Arrested.
Yes. All right, but Radar, I need him. I need him dead.
Yeah,
well, alive. I don't really remember.
We tried to kill the Butt Radar, but we got a fake one.
Yes, exactly. But
where's the real one?
Okay, Illo Vanden is giving you a clue of, and you know, he's going to push you along on the quest. Might be best not to fly away from him. Not that I know that you're flying, but I just have a funny feeling.
They very much are. Again, I repeat, I am being kidnapped. I am a member of the Ord Mantell government. I am part of the Port Authority. This is a kidnapping.
R2.
RX.
RX. RX. Shocker. Shocker. Put her down.
Oh, okay.
Incapacitate her.
Okay. Should I kill her? I haven't killed in a long time. Kill her. Okay, I will kill her. And then you see arms just coming down from the ceiling with spinning blades and just like jigsaws. And they're inching closer and closer to Bo Benz. They're getting very close. They might cut her at any minute.
I jerked the ship to the side so that she falls back.
Yes, but you miscalculated and you turned the wrong way and she fell directly into the blades and now she's decapitated and dead. So
now I am part of the ship.
R.I.P. Bobins.
All right, Bridget. Nice playing with you.
It was a good time.
I'll talk to you in about 45 minutes when this is done.
you're a hat rack now. You narrowly miss. You did go the wrong way though, and she did fall into the blades, but they were coming at her from two sides and she flew right in the middle, and then she was staggered and fell down and
cut off part of her hair.
No, she's fine. She continues to be kidnapped.
It's not killer character. 45 minutes into it.
I've been decapitated. That's got to be a few strain.
I hope you haven't given this character much thought, Bridget, because it is gone.
It is gone.
Okay. Now you continue to fly around, and I would like you guys to get back on track eventually to get back to Ord Mantell, find a place to park. If you're not
gonna, isn't that the one we just left?
Yeah, that's the one you just left.
Bo Ben's kind of, I wanted her to get up and kind of like dust herself off. Look, I don't know what that phone call was about, or that comms call. I don't really care. But if you guys take me back, I promise I can find you a parking spot. I'll even validate it. But that's all you had to do. That's all you had to do was validate. It was move parking. I'll get you a new parking spot, new loading dock. We'll be good. Matt. You just got to return me. Look, I've left a lot of really good tools at my house, and I spent a lot of money on them, and they're the only things that matter. I just would like to go back.
What?
You want to go back? She can get us a parking spot.
Validated.
A validated parking spot.
No one will ask you questions. I need to.
Well, we landed at the diplomat earlier.
I start flying back. This spot better be the best damn parking spot I've ever seen, let me tell you. I am on a quest for the ultimate parking spot this season.
This season.
That is my new goal. The origins of Max Skyblade are over. It's all about finding a great parking space with good validation and maybe even a nearby restroom.
Wow, you really are asking a lot, aren't you?
I mean, we have bathrooms on the ship.
All right. Yes, you turn around and start heading back towards Worldport. And you descend from space and start to land.
Look, here, and Bo Benz pulls out like a little like parking stub out of her pocket and kind of does like a little flippy woo, you know.
Right.
It's with a little puncher. Look, that's all you need. Just set it down, put this in your windshield, we'll be good to go.
I think you've heard too much.
I have heard nothing.
Are you sure?
I know nothing.
I feel like you say that.
Look, I don't know how other to convince you. I mean, you have kidnapped me. I just want to make that clear. You took me from my location where I was without my consent. And I'm not against kidnapping. Lord knows it can be fun. But I got to get back.
I point my blaster rifle at Bowman's his face.
All right.
All right.
You guys. All right. Mac, you take over and you're starting to land the ship, and you tell everyone that they need to sit down for landing, otherwise they'll fall over again.
Everyone, simmer down. Sit down.
Tell Bowman's sit down.
I give a quick tap of the
hollow chest table.
I give a quick tap of the brakes just to make let people know I'm serious about stopping.
Bo Benz does sit down, but she is completely keeping her eyes on Sarn.
All right.
Yeah. But I have the blaster rifle pointed right at her on top of the hollow chest table.
Mm-hmm. And, you guys do land and, Bo Benz, you direct where they're supposed to land and you do land. It is not as nice of a parking spot, as far as parking spots go. For whatever that means, but it is in fact a valid parking spot, and you do land, and
But as we're landing, I point to
you guys are over by the hollow chest table, and You still have her at gunpoint.
At gunpoint, but Ghost is right there.
But Ghost
is frozen in carbonite.
Yes, in a threatening manner to someone who's not frozen in carbonite, and has just found out that they're in basically a place where all of their enemies are on the walls.
Wait, what?
All your, well, I guess you're not your enemies, but there are previously living things.
Ghost was an ally.
Yeah, so if they do that,
I think Bo Benz isn't going to know that.
She wouldn't.
There's a Wookiee frozen.
Yeah, but like I point to Ghost and say, this Wookiee, his name is Ghost. He's not dead. He's frozen in carbonite. We're trying to find his killer, his would-be killer.
Well,
his freezer.
No, we're the freezer. I think we froze him.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
All right. Well, I mean, good luck with that.
Did you like our art?
Have you heard of the butt radar?
I mean, people go by a lot of different names. I've not heard of the butt radar necessarily.
And I slam my fist on the table and say, the butt radar.
Okay, so Sarn is banging his hand on the table, yelling about the butt radar.
Sarn
is banging Sarn's fist.
Sarn's fist on the table.
And Mac, who has just thrown the parking brake on, gets up from his table and he hears Sarn going through Sarn's rant again about the butt radar. And he has slightly more social awareness than Sarn does, who solves all of his problems with guns and or fists. And he moseys over in sort of a diplomat sort of way about trying to smooth over what's going on over there.
Whoa. How's it going? Sarn, old buddy, is she talking about the butt radar again?
She's not talking about the butt radar. I'm trying to tell her our plight.
Our plight is to
destroy the butt radar. The butt radar that is plaguing Ghost right here, and I point to the frozen carbonite Wookiee.
Yeah.
Our hat rack.
Our hat rack's being haunted. No. Let's just we're parking. We got a spot. It's not quite as nice as I would like, and I give her a kind of a mean little glare. But it'll service.
Is this enough to convince you, Bo Benz?
Convince me of what? So far, I've had someone yell at me about butt radar, and the other one telling me I did a bad job giving them parking.
But that's what, like, I want to try to convince her to join. That's why I'm like trying to tell her.
Yeah.
The problems.
No, I got it. I was following you. I'm not sure it works for Bo Benz, and I think Bo Benz is she listens. She's still a little scared, and she politely excuses herself from the Kahuna Wave.
Yeah, she's like never heard of this butt radar. I hope you have all the luck you need and good luck and enjoy Ord Battelle.
Yikes. She does actually leave the wave.
Gone.
Oh, so I just look at Mac and go, where? Okay, let's go.
Go where?
Where was the next clue?
I don't remember. I'm going to go take a nap in the cockpit.
Also, I don't remember. I go to pour another drink.
All right. Is it a good time for a break?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Yeah.
Know when to fold them. Trusty. I'm so cold.
Salt cold.
And now you're back.
Why is that so soft? Can you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, you guys can't hear the comm beat. Well, that's unfortunate.
I got my, I have to run Discord through my phone, so if you played anything on the laptop, I had my sound off.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
I mean, I can turn it on. I usually... Oh, was that a Wookiee? Ugh. Oh, my God. That one just sounded like a scream. That's the Wilhelm.
Yeah.
Tiger, give me your best R2-D2 scream.
I'm not doing that.
Andy, give me your best R2-D2 scream.
Those were both pretty good.
Excellent.
I'm zipping.
Also not my best.
I mean,
I got to prepare for it a little bit. I didn't expect you to just throw that on me.
I just proud you did it. Yeah, every now and then, just throw that out there to somebody.
Yeah, let me hear your best R2-D2 scream.
I'm just going to send you clips of me screaming.
I'm going to accept those clips. Oh, my God.
All right. So you guys have just gotten rid of Bobbins, not gotten rid of, she left and, you guys, what now what's going on? I don't really remember.
I don't know.
Okay.
I
don't know.
Do you want to do some out of character review?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right.
I know we're supposed to be going after Michael Torval, but
Okay, so the connection was Illo Vanden was the guy that said, you know, win this race for me or make Flutterplume lose. As part of that agreement, he gave you another clue on your quest for the butt radar. The clue was Michael Torval is the current squeeze of, you know, is the lover of the butt radar. They are a couple. They're not a couple, but they're having an affair.
But, it's a situationship.
Yes. I wish I was equipped with that vocabulary before. They are in a situationship. But the juicy goss that you got was that the butt radar is using him. So.
But is it on this planet?
Michael, roll an underworld check. Did you roll already?
Me?
Yeah, roll underworld. Both of you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you froze.
Oh, okay. I guess if... Or not underworld, it'd be streetwise. And just average is fine. Yep, he's frozen.
What's the difficulty?
Average is fine. Just whatever's on there already, too.
Okay. Two, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
All right.
The purple literally had zero on it, and I failed.
Yeah, because you have to get it once, at least one success. A tie does not is not a success. But you do have three advantages. You don't know who Michael Torvall is, but you do know that he's on this planet. You've heard the name around, or you've seen it around, or you heard people talking about it. Just from your background knowledge, it seems like he would be on this planet. He's part of the same world that Illo Vanden is. Just the way that he talked about them is a familiarity. But you don't know exactly, you know, who they are.
Okay. Well, then I would like to travel from our parking spot to the village, city.
Well, or whatever. All right. So hold on. That's the clue. There was one other thing that he says was that he's using him to complete a bounty. And that's where that left off.
You ever find out who the bounty is for?
Mac, you while this, like, you know, downtime is happening, in between the awkward stage in the middle where it appears that that Sarn is catatonic as he's remembering all of these things all at once. And you're buzzing through, or you're flipping through your comm, and you see that you have a voicemail from Illo, and he has sent you the second part of his message to you. The first part was, you know, the Michael Torvall, he's a lover of the butt radar, but there was a continuation to the message, and you find that in the voicemail.
When did we get that? When we get, I mean, I got to remember the first part. Why didn't he just give us the full mess?
He sent you more.
Okay.
But you found that you're just as surprised to find it, or your character's just as surprised to find it on your communicator that it's a follow up message.
Maybe he called you back and you just were drinking too hard.
And yeah, you buttoned him.
Yeah. Too busy.
All right, so I start playing the message.
Okay. The message is, it's just simply an attachment, and it says, this might interest you. And it's a recording. You can hear in there, it's an unidentified female. You don't know who it is. How long are you going to lead Torvall on? And you hear the butt radar. As long as he continues to amuse me. He knows too much about too many things that makes him dangerous. Don't be concerned. I have him under careful guard. And you're willing to kill him if need be? Of course. You had better be. Believe me, my sister, once he ceases to be of use, he'll be nothing more to me than a pleasant memory. And that's the end of the recording.
Chat with me.
So did Sarn get that, or did I only I got that?
You're the first one to notice it. Do you play it for him? Do you play it out loud? Like...
Yeah. Well, he's walked off the ship, I think, right?
Sarn walked off the ship.
Okay.
Yeah, Sarn! Do you notice? Did you hear that voicemail we got?
No, I didn't get any voicemail.
Check your spam.
You check your spam.
Do I receive it?
And yeah, you check your spam, and you didn't receive the original message, but you received it 3 or 4 times from Mac at 4 in the morning, forwarded.
Yeah, I got the voicemail. We gotta meet this guy, this person.
I think we gotta save Michael Torvall before he gets murdered.
Where is he going to get murdered?
I don't know.
Okay. So, are you guys going to start looking for him?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to
explore and try to find Michael Torvall.
All right. So you're going to try and find him. Where are you going to look for information?
The market.
You mean like the underground market or like the criminal?
Yes. The underground market.
Okay.
Is try to see if anyone in the underground market has heard of Torvald.
All right. So.
Or his where? Well, and his whereabouts.
Okay. And Mac, are you going with him, or you tell Mac about it? Or are you trying to bring him with? Like, how is that proceeding?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
as soon as I hear that, as soon as the voicemail was forwarded to me, I just kind of like take off. Whether or not Mac is behind me is up to him.
Yeah, I stumble out. I'm trying to follow him.
Okay. You start walking ahead, and then you realize that you don't know exactly where you are and how far you may, or because it's different now where you are from where you were before and how to get back to where that place is. So you stop and look around, and Mac catches up to you, and what would be the next move then?
Mac, we got to find this Torvald person.
Okay.
Do you have any connections to find out where he is?
I don't know. Let me run a check for that.
Yeah, the check would be streetwise.
Underworld?
That's good too.
I don't streetwise.
Yeah. Do you have? Is there an underworld? Oh, you probably looked under knowledge.
There's both.
Oh yeah, I looked under knowledge.
Let me look at yours. Your underworld is better than your streetwise, so you could roll your underworld. Actually, I don't know. Your streetwise is 3 green, and your underworld is 1 yellow, 1 green. I don't know which one is better.
Yellow is better.
I know, but there's one. Is 1 yellow equal to 2 greens?
I think 1 yellow is equal to 3 greens.
I guess either one would fit for the role, whichever one you want to pick, whichever one makes more sense to you.
The yellow is better.
But Mac, knowledge underworld would be there. Okay, fine.
he failed.
I have no idea where to start looking.
All right. You don't really know where
and this sounds very dangerous and threatening.
You're not really sure where to look, like where he would be. But you know one person you could call, and you're not really sure if you've burned that bridge yet, but you think maybe you can call Pollard. Because Pollard's on the planet, and he always seems to bail you out of stuff, even though he just literally bailed you out of jail. You're a little...
He wasn't the rapist?
No, he wasn't the rapist. You shot the rapist in the dick.
I did shoot the rapist in the dick.
Yeah.
That'll get him for raping.
Yeah. He's rapist adjacent, though. I mean, not that he does things that are close to rape. He was, like, literally close to the rapist at one point. So maybe I shouldn't have said rapist adjacent. That's misleading.
So give Pollard a holler?
I mean, it's an option.
All right. So I start ringing the thing.
Pollard.
As Mac is doing that, I kind of like veer off to the side.
Towards Pollard?
To see if he... No, not towards Pollard, but like just off to the side to see if he's being followed.
Mac?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a perception. Yeah, roll a perception check.
Stealth?
No, perception. But in the meantime, Pollard.
Pollard!
Yes, hey, this is Pollard.
It's your favorite buddy in the whole world, in the whole galaxy. Well, this world. It's Moon Skyblade.
You know very little about me and who my favorite people are.
I thought we could be friends.
Yeah, we're not friends. What could I do you for?
I am looking
for a assume person. You're looking for a favor.
I assume that you might know somebody, and I'm asking for to pick your brain for a second here.
All right. Okay. Brain open for picking.
Guy's name is Michael Torval. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh.
He's sleeping with a Wookiee, I think.
Oh, is Butt Radar really your Wookiee?
I thought you were outside.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know Michael Torval, and yes, I've heard that he's sleeping with a Wookiee.
He's getting some nookie with the Wookiee.
you should write headlines. Yeah, of course I know.
Pollard, it's good talking to you. Yeah. I haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
I'm a man of few words, and I just saw you last week when I bailed you out of jail.
Oh. Anywho, about this Torval guy, you said you might know him?
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Do you know where he could be found?
I know that bastard likes to hang out down at the High Rollers Club.
Ooh, where's that located? And why have I not been invited there yet?
Because you're not a high roller. That's why.
I'm the highest of the rollers.
Yeah,
I'm a racer. I'm Mac freaking Skyblade.
You won.
I'm the highest roller there is.
You won one race.
Oh, that's just the latest race. You don't know anything about me.
Well, that's what
you don't even know my name. I'm the freaking Lizard King.
I know you're Pash McKenzie.
No. Pash died in Alderaan.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, if you're looking for Torval, yeah, you'll go down to the High Roller Suite down at the Path of Coins. That's where he's going to be. You always know where he's going. He's driving that gigantic, gigantic space Rolls Royce.
Space Rolls Royce.
Yes.
My God. I can't believe they're still making those.
Yeah, well, they ain't. He's got one of the last ones. God damn it, it's fancy.
Well, thank you, Pollard. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, ask about my family, will you? You goddamn ingrate.
You have a family?
No, but it's nice to be asked.
I just did.
And
I am being very polite here. I asked you about how you're doing, and I feel like I'm getting all nothing but abuse.
You got me. That's why I like you. You always, you know, you call out as you seize it.
Can Sarn do like a superhero Landon jump right next to him?
Next to who?
What?
Like next to the both of them talking.
No. You
mostly because it scares me.
You do hear the line disconnect though. He says, talk to you later.
Yeah, goodbye. So anyway, thanks, Pollard. Good talking to you. Hey, Sarn, I gotta go. Sarn, my buddy's coming up here. It looks like he's trying to do some kind of superhero landing. He's been working real hard on it. It'd be a real shame if someone told him he couldn't do it. Anyway, talk to you later. Goodbye. Hey, Sarn. We gotta go to the High Rollers Club.
Oh. On the Trail of Coins?
I think so.
Path of Coins, yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, then let's go.
Apparently that's where he hangs out.
Okay. Then we'll go get him.
All right. You guys wait for nightfall and then head out towards the Path of Coins. Oh, yeah. I guess I can take you down to the Path of Coins.
Back into the Path of Coins.
And you guys wait for nightfall because that's when everything opens, and you head down towards the the Path of Coins where everything is, and you go up to the Loaded Savrip, which is where you've been like going lately at Ord Mantell. Pollard was able to send you the coordinates. It was in an attachment with a smiley face that said, "You forgot to ask for the address, you silly Billy." And he text messaged it to you. And you guys had...
I imagine that's how he texts. He's really gruff in person, but he has like emojis in his text messages.
It's a weird amount of emojis that he sends you. And they're not even... They're always African-American ones, which you're afraid to confront him about. And he sends it to you, and you guys head down there at night when you know it's going to be open, and you go up to the Loaded Savrip, which is the one you know. Nothing stands out to you as where the High Rollers Club is, but you go up to the Loaded Savrip where you're familiar with.
All right. Wait, how many credits do I have?
You gave them all away, buddy.
I gave away a lot.
You gave away like 2,000.
I still had a good amount, I thought.
You have 650.
Credits? Mm-hmm. Is that enough to get in?
To the Loaded Savrip? Yeah, sure.
Okay. Flash some cash.
But the Loaded Savrip is not the High Rollers Club.
Oh. But it's close to the High Rollers Club, right?
You guys walk up to the Loaded Savrip, and you are looking around because you're lost, basically. And an employee comes up to you and says, "Can I help you guys? Can I help you? You guys look lost."
"Yeah, we're looking to get into the High Rollers room."
"The High Rollers suite?"
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place, buddy.
"Okay, how do we get there?"
"Well, you got to go down the street and it's... you go down, it's down that way." And he points to a direction. It's west.
West. Okay, right. So we go west.
Mac, do you go west?
Oh, I'm going west.
All right. you guys start heading west. And you walk up to this door. It's very nondescript. It's, it has no labeling on it anywhere. But around the frame is just, it's a door outlined in shining, shining gold with like, it looks like a porthole.
I knock on the door.
And you see the little porthole open and you see these alien eyes looking at you. And
what do you want?
"I want to get in."
"What's your name?"
"Mac." "Skyblade."
"Not on the list."
He slides it closed. Mac, roll a perception check, please. It's average. They're failing every check.
Fail. Yeah.
You don't notice anything. How you don't see the thing that I was hoping you might see. However, you do have some advantages, and you notice located not too far off, there is...
I want to re-knock on the door.
Okay.
I'm going to flip a light side point.
And?
Knock on the door.
Okay. You knock on the door.
For the diplomatic thing.
The diplomatic thing?
Well, as Mac is a diplomat.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How do I roll that?
Roll what?
Do we get in then?
Well, I mean, you haven't knocked on the door yet.
Okay, well, I'll knock on the door. Again, harder, okay. Louder.
All right, the door opens.
What do you want?
I have a diplomat.
Listen,
here.
Buddy, I already told you to get lost. Scram, you see? You're not this on the list. You're not on the list.
You don't even know who the diplomat is.
You couldn't even tell me your name.
I did tell you the name, my name. I didn't tell you the diplomat's name.
What's the diplomat's name, then?
Saint Skyblade.
I don't see no Saint Skyblade.
All right, well, then check again.
I'm...
And then can I put the pistol to the eye slit?
Like, this is the first time that someone's tried to shoot their way into the high roller area?
Yes.
All right. You. Hold on.
Oh boy, this is not going to go good. Boo.
All right. Boring conversation. Anyway.
Oh, he rolled some dice.
Privately. Right.
you stick your pistol into the slot. And then all of a sudden you hear, and there's a blaster shot, and it shoots and it whizzes right by your ear from a spot higher up in the building, from like a, I don't know, like a, just higher up in the building from a window, but you couldn't see exactly where.
All right. But I have the pistol in the slot, right?
You have the pistol in the slot.
All right. Then I'm going to fire.
All right.
I don't like when you privately roll dice.
All right. You shoot. And you hear like a thud on the other end. And then the slot stays open, and then there's just a bunch of blaster fire coming from the point where you saw it before, boo, boo, and then from another spot, just firing towards you at the door.
Oh boy, can I open the door?
You can try.
Okay.
Do you try?
Yeah.
It's locked.
All right, well then I'm gonna try or attempt to like jump up onto the building to see where all the blaster fire is from.
I don't know that I'm surprised I need to tell you this. You are not a superhero and you cannot jump 10 stories at a single bound.
Oh, I didn't know it was 10 stories either.
Well, you didn't ask.
You
all right? Okay.
You
so
didn't clarify.
Mac, where you kind of like wandered off to look around the building to see if you could see anything in your perception check. What are you doing when you hear this going on?
I casually look over the corner of the building and go, ugh. And turn around and start looking for another entrance into the building.
All right. You walk further down, and you see a gate. So you're kind of like on a, it's starting to get dark where you're at, and you see like a gate, and you notice a sign on the gate. It says parking by license only, and it says managed by the Port Authority.
Oh goodness. Did we ever get that port? If only we knew someone who was in the Port Authority. Did we get her number?
I'm busy right now. I can't answer that question.
You can. You're being shot at.
Yep.
You did not get her number. But there is a phone number for the Port Authority on the sign.
I'm calling 411. space 411 right now. Hello, I'd like to be connected to the Port Authority, please.
Bobbin.
Hello, this is 411.
I'd like to be connected to the Port Authority, please.
What?
The Port Authority.
Oh, you want the Port Authority.
Yes.
Let me put you through.
Thank you, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, I'm yelling.
Hello. Hello. Hello, this is the Port Authority.
Do you have a Mr. and Mrs. Bobbins there?
Like here right now?
Ms. Possibly. Well, on your and your employee, I've
Who's calling?
She left her keys in my ship earlier today.
Well, that's going to be a deception.
Oh God, yeah, you better believe it, baby. First one back. Let's see if it comes in strong.
We failed every other roll.
Yep.
Yeah. Finally!
And two advantages. Do you have an idea for your advantages?
He believes everything I do say, and he actually knows, and he's like, he's good friends with Bobbins.
Oh!
He can get,
oh,
he can
Bobbins.
Get me connected to her right away.
Oh, you want her cell phone? I mean,
or her communication device.
Yes,
I mean,
her personal communicator. Yeah, no, you don't want to. She won't answer her work communicator, but she'll answer a cell phone. At least the number that I got, the mobile communicator. No, I'm sorry, I did not say it while I was raising my eyebrows. I just meant she'll answer this number. Trust me.
Oh, don't worry. I didn't see your eyebrows. So anyway, I'd like to be able to get in contact with... she left her keys and...
I'll patch you right through. He cuts you off and says, I'll patch you right through.
Hey.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And Bobbins, I don't think you're working anymore. It's nighttime. You had like a long shift, I imagine, or like a regular shift at least.
Right, like I imagine she's been off for a while, so she's probably out, you know, relaxing.
Okay.
All cool, shooting some b-ball outside of school.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, while you're playing some space b-ball, your communicator goes off, but it's your personal communicator, which you actually answer. The work one you never answer after hours, but right. This one, you're inclined to answer.
Port Authority after my own art. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Is this that feisty little sot I ran into earlier? You barged on our ship?
Is this the drunk human that was parking in the mayor's parking spot earlier?
Drunk mayor parking in the mayor's parking spot earlier. And if I recall correctly, you absconded with us and were a stowaway on my ship.
I think you got that backwards, bud.
No, listen. I have an opportunity for you. I need some help. I have to get into this parking lot, this parking garage. I would like some help doing that. If you help me out, there's a little bit of cash coming your way. If you'd open up this gate for me.
She's gonna wait a few seconds and then. How much cash are we talking?
A formidable amount.
Do you have a specific number? Look, I could get in a lot of trouble for using my Port Authority keys to get into, you know, areas for just willy-nilly. So it's got to be, you got to sweeten the deal. It's got to be worth my time.
Mac, can you roll a charm check?
Okay.
Average is fine. wait, hold on. It's going to be against.
Too late.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. No, that's fine.
That was pretty successful.
Yeah.
She's so charmed. She is so charmed. It must have been my charisma earlier on the ship. I mean, just radiates off me. Am I right? Am I right, Sarn? Oh, wait. He's not here.
Oh, wait. No, he's getting shot at.
Sarn is not there.
So are you going to help me out? All right. Listen, if you get down here, I'll throw in an extra crown that make it the sweeten the deal.
I'm getting shot at.
I'm sorry. That was a third. I'm not talking to you.
Wrong one.
Oh. Sorry, I put you on hold. Listen, I'll give you an extra credit or an extra. I don't remember what the monetary value is. Is credit to one credit to dollar?
Let's go with that.
Okay, I'll give you a couple hundred credits to come down here and open up this gate. I'm going to let you fix my ship. It really could use a mechanic of some caliber, and you said something about me being a tool or having tools. I'm assuming both those indicate that you're probably a better mechanic than we are.
Did you just say, I'm going to let you work on my ship?
I mean...
yeah, but
you
he's...
come down here, I'm going to let you work on my ship.
Yeah, but it was charming as hell. See, you're imagining it not being charming, but it was charming.
You gotta remember, Andy. I'm very proud of the Kuna Wave, and I am. It's an honor to be able to have someone work on it. You know, have someone work on it, especially you know, thing can make the. It could make the Kessel run in several parsecs if it just had the right maintenance person.
Several parsecs.
Currently, our droid built into the system is just really hell-bent on murdering something and not really being a great ship.
I think it's mostly humans.
What? Good thing I'm a Lassat. Wait, are we all on this line or not?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
It turns out he party-lined you in.
So as you're talking, you hear blaster fire like hitting next to me.
I've always wanted to work on a YT-1300. Those things are, you don't see them too often, you know? Or maybe you see them all the time. Where are you at? You
were on one before.
Where are you located?
This building, what was it called? The Golden, I don't remember. I'm on the Path of Coins.
It's not the Golden Plume.
The High Rollers Club. The High Rollers Club. You almost had me.
He forwards you. Right, forwards you just straight up a screenshot of the text from Pollard, and it has the the smiley face, the African American smiley face. It says, "You silly Billy, you forgot to ask for the address," and it has the address.
That's a little forward, but I know where that is. I'll be there soon. 5 minutes.
Thanks, bud.
All right.
Sarn.
Yeah, and I'm assuming Bobin goes down there.
Are you? What's going on with you, Sarn? I'm afraid to ask.
I think I'm just trying to lay down some cover fire.
You're just going to shoot back. You're going to double down on this.
I don't know what else to do.
You cannot fire. You could run away.
Though.
You're right. That's stupid.
That's not Sarn.
Wait, who are you laying down cover fire for?
I never said I'm laying down cover fire.
You did say
I did? Okay. Cover fire for Sarn. Sarn is laying down cover fire for Sarn.
All right. You're pinned down. Just firing it out with these guys in dark windows.
Yeah.
And Bobenz drives up in a speeder. It is the Star Wars equivalent of a Volkswagen Beetle.
This giant Lassat gets out of this tiny little car.
This tiny Beetle.
This tiny little speeder.
After she parallel parks. Even though there's plenty of space to just park in nose first, she parallel parks behind another car and then comes out. And you see Mac just with his hands on the bars, trying to get in.
Let me in here! Like shaking the bars. All right. Come on over. Ignore the laser fire. Sarn's playing some game over there. We're going to have to let him do his own thing for a little bit. Come on over here. And I'm very friendly as opposed to earlier. How you been, Bobbins?
You know, it's Bobbins, and nobody on this planet gets it right.
I'm sorry.
Sarn starts. Sarn starts running towards this.
Oh
no! Beetle. No, go around. Go the other way. Go the other way.
Nope. Sarn starts running.
Sarn. Okay. Get out. Let's see. We gotta go open this gate now. Let's go. Hurry.
What gate?
Stop rushing me! And she's like pulling out her keys. And like, you know, when you're rushed, you can't do it too fast.
Oh yeah. Like there's a murderer.
You know, you get nervous.
You.
Yeah, you're like, which one?
Don't look at the twilight. Look at the lock. Don't look at the twilight. Look at the lock.
I mean, but in this case, she's not using her personal key ring. It's like her work key ring, so it's got thousands of keys on it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's spaced. In the future, keys are still so important. Keys and paper and paper tickets. Paper validations.
Is Sarn able to open the door into this space beetle?
Sarn is getting shot.
I imagine she just takes the keys and like boop boop, like locks it as she sees him trying to like open the side. Boop boop.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, then Sarn's gonna like elbow to break the window.
No. I mean, you can.
What do you mean, no? I'm gonna roll for it. You can't just be like, no.
Okay.
Listen, if he breaks my speeder, you owe me more money.
No, I'm not gonna break the speeder.
Don't worry.
Just the window
open the gate.
To get inside.
We need to get, well, there's a car in there. We'll need to get to that car. And once we get that car, we'll all be scolded. You know, we just need to go find this one particular car. It looks like a Cadillac.
All right. Close. Does she need any, do I need to roll anything particular, particular to get this open?
Let's see. Sure. You would be. I guess it would be computers.
Sure.
Or skullduggery. Because you have the key. I don't think you need... So you don't need to roll anything for this.
Right. All right. I'm going to say she finally gets it open.
It pops open. You're into the parking lot. And Sarn, would you like to roll... I guess it would be a melee coordination. Yeah, I guess it... I would say a melee because I can't really see anything else that's on here. There'd be like a strength check.
Right. Is it average?
Yeah, sure. You failed to break the window.
You hurt your arm.
But I have an advantage.
Okay, what's the advantage?
I see where the car... The car is gone.
It's not. What do you mean?
Well, my advantage is like I can see where the space car is going. Like I know where they're heading to.
Who?
It's a
parked car.
Oh,
Bobbins drove it in. And she parked it.
Oh.
And then she got out of it and then helped open that door. And then you ran over and tried to break the window. Failed. But now you know where it's going, which is nowhere.
All right. Well, then I'm able to hide from 3/4 of the blast.
Okay. You found a good angle that it's hard. It's harder for them to hit you from.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But Bobbins and Mac Scablade are now in the parking lot. And both of you roll a perception check. And against average, so just whatever the default is okay.
Did I roll? Oh, I didn't.
And all right, Bobbins, looks around at the cars, doesn't really see anything. Although you have an advantage, do you have something you would like to do with your advantages?
I would say that even though, you know, she can't see the cars, she can tell that these are, like, she knows what kind of cars these are. She's well-versed enough to know, like, oh, that's a something. That's another thing.
Okay, so you don't know anything specific other than these are fancy cars. So you must...
Right, like, I know they're fancy cars. I maybe know, like, they're make and model, but I, you know, other than that, I'm not, you know...
Okay.
Not acknowledging...
I like that. So you know you're in the high roller... in the high roller parking lot.
Yeah, she's like, whoa, these are nice.
And Mac, you did succeed. And you see that, you see the I want it to be a Cadillac now. It's a space Rolls Royce. You do see it just gleaming in a handicap space.
And does it have a sticker, though? Let me be.
You have three successes. You may, you may know for one of those successes.
Why would that be a success for me?
Okay, there it is. Does not have a handicap sticker, but is parked in two handicap spaces.
I mean, that's more successful for me, I guess. I don't know. This guy's getting away with the fucking parking fraud.
Yeah. Yes, it is, you know, it's longer than a normal vehicle. Some might say it's a limousine, and it's parked across two handicap spaces.
Okay, I want to, is it open? Can that be my advantage that he left it unlocked?
Well, the threat is that it has a blinking red light coming from, like, the dashboard. You can't really, because you guys, you're a little bit far from it now. You're a couple, like, rows away. But you do notice that it's sort of illuminating the inside of that car. Suggesting that it's an alarm system.
Oh, my God. Bobins, do you know anything about alarms?
I know my way around most things.
Well, listen, gears and... I locked my keys in this car, and the alarms are about to go off. Could you help me get into my car? It's crazy things, right?
Sarn, you see the door, because... You tried to break this window open. It did not break in. It gave you just enough reprieve to get a look at Bobenz and Mac that they're walking into this parking lot. And so you know where they're at. Does that change what you're doing?
No, I'm still trying to find cover.
But just behind this car, you found just enough space. If you wanted to, you could join up with Bobenz and Mac.
All right. Well, then I'll try to join up with them.
Okay. Can you roll in athletics against no difficulty? So just zero.
Against no difficulty?
Yeah.
That's my first success.
All right.
I succeeded.
All right.
With an advantage.
Okay. Would you like to add any flourish to this move from the space Volkswagen to where Bobenz and Mac are?
Yeah, I will. Because Sarn will run up and then, like, right before Sarn gets to them, Sarn, like, rolls. Sarn does a somersault. And then as soon as Sarn pops up, Sarn's got the gun.
Okay.
At the ready.
All right. So you guys have an escort as you're walking towards this car. Or at least walking towards the door, I think.
Listen, this guy's about to get a whole bunch of tickets. Look at him. Handicapped, double spaces. Oh, man, this is my lucky day. Do you know we're supposed to get a quota?
So,
for tickets?
No, that is not Sarn's concern.
Well, all right, Sarn. You be grumpy.
Oh.
Oh. And she starts pulling out she pulls out a little notepad and starts writing this guy some tickets.
And some
and sticking them on the windshield.
A security guard comes up to you and starts he starts yelling, "What are you doing up next to this car? Do you know who this is? Do you know whose car this is?"
No, but I don't think he's handicapped. There's no sticker, and he's got two spots here. Do you know who I work for? And she like pulls on her, you know, little vest, and she's got her little credentials. It's the Port Authority. Parking here is prohibited or only by license by the Port Authority. Well, I'm the Port Authority.
Well, and he just kind of shuffles away.
Steal his car and get away.
What's that?
Let's steal this car and get away.
Get away from what?
Get away.
You're trying to get hit.
I want to hide. Listen, my plan is to hide in the car until he shows up, and then we're gonna I'm gonna talk to him about what we need. That was my plan. I just need the door unlocked because I can't unlock this damn door with the alarm.
Well, then you should have shared that.
You were getting shot at.
Well, he just shared it with you. So you did say, yeah, let's.
Now I know.
Well, I know, but in character, you said, let's steal this car. And Max said, no, we're not stealing this car. We're going to hide in this car until Michael Torvalds comes back, and then we'll surprise
him.
Then we're going to pop out from the back seat like an old horror movie, and maybe you can point a gun at him so that he starts talking for us, or maybe we'll just talk to him. But whatever, that is the new plan.
Like it.
You like it?
Sensing a lot of tension between you two. Have you considered couples counseling?
We are at our best, all right? Right now, we are at our absolute best. It's just Sarn gets a little upset when he gets shot at. Don't you, Sarn?
I got shot at. I'm not happy about it.
All right. Now you guys are sitting in front of this car. You are on the same page about getting into the car. How will you get into the car?
Oh, I'm getting into the back seat.
But is
the alarm off?
No. Well, I don't know. No, I don't think you guys have not done anything to turn the alarm off. You did write it a ticket, which I feel was right and just.
Two tickets.
Sorry, two tickets. One for each. One for each handicap spot.
It's a violation.
I think.
I mean, I
have some underworld ideas. But if you have some other way to get into the car, you can exercise them.
Sarn would like to try to pick the lock.
Is everybody on board with Sarn trying to pick the lock?
I mean, can Bobins fix it so the alarm doesn't go off?
Well,
or just picking the lock mean that?
I think that would be a knowledge underworld check.
For picking it?
No, not for you to pick it, to know about Bobenz's abilities as a deputy.
I thought I asked her.
Nobody's
asked me yet if I know how to open this thing.
No, I thought I asked you if you could disable this alarm.
You might have, but I don't know. Okay, so maybe you don't need to roll the underworld.
Is it more of a mechanics?
No, I would say Mac and Sarn both roll an underworld average, please.
Sarn succeeded.
Okay. And Mac?
What did you want me to roll again? I'm sorry.
Knowledge underworld.
There it
Okay. Right as Sarn is getting into the, he's starting to pick the lock. Mac kind of looks at him in a knowing way, and then
Sarn.
Mac looks at Sarn in a knowing way, and they sort of like kind of roll their eyes, like, "Oh my god, how could we have forgotten this?" And they know that a deputy of the law would have an override code in case they needed to tow the car. They are able to turn off the security system so that it doesn't set off in the event that the car needs to be towed. And one might be able to make the argument that this car needs to be towed.
Cool. So it's open?
Well, I mean, I just gave you information. So you know that Bo Benz has the ability to disable this alarm in the event that the car needs to be towed.
Okay.
By virtue of their position.
Bobbins, do you think you could open this car and without the alarm going off?
It would be an abuse of my powers. But this guy's a jackass. Two handicap spots. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Hold on. And she pulls the little like override card out of her pocket, because apparently on her days off she carries all of her things in her car.
Yes. Just in
case.
She's
got her keys, her override lock. Yeah. Yeah, so she's able to, I think, unlock the car, and by unlocking it with this override clock, she also turns off the alarm. Or do I need to roll for that?
No, you have the ability to unlock the door, turn off the alarm, and unlock the door. Hold on a second. Yeah, you're able to turn off the alarm. You see the red light just stop blinking, and the door looks like you see the red light pop off. Then the door lock pops open, like the little indicator. It pops open, and the door is unlocked. And you guys open the door and all cram into the back seat. And
yeah, we're all good. I get the middle, though.
Okay. But you're hiding. You're not sitting on the seat. You're ducking, like, in, like, you know where your feet go? You guys are hiding in there.